Now it's time for our first feature this week. With another royal wedding this weekend, Chris Bishop reflects on another royal wedding and a marriage that has lasted over 70 years. His words are read for us by Peter Dennington.
As the tide turned and the war entered its final stages, romance was quietly blossoming between our future queen and a dashing young naval officer. They had first met in 1934 at the wedding of Prince George, the Duke of Kent, and Princess Marina of Greece. Philip began corresponding with the then 13-year-old princess, who was a distant cousin, in 1939, after he joined the Navy. During the Second World War, he served on board destroyers, took part in the invasion of Sicily in 1943, and was present when the Japanese surrender was signed in September 1945. Romance blossomed, and after the war, Philip asked King George VI for permission to marry his elder daughter. The king agreed on condition they wait until her 21st birthday before announcing their engagement. The couple announced their engagement on July 9th, 1947. They were married at Westminster Abbey on November 20th that year. Philip was given the title Duke of Edinburgh on that day. Elizabeth arrived in a horse-drawn coach. Some 2,000 guests, including foreign royalty, attended the ceremony. Millions more listened to the service, which was broadcast around the world by the BBC. The wedding ring was made from Welsh gold. Elizabeth's wedding dress was designed by Sir Norman Hartnell, who drew his inspiration from the Botticelli painting Primavera, Spring. As rationing was still in force, the princess had to use clothing coupons to pay for the ivory silk dress, which had a fitted bodice, heart-shaped neckline, and a floor-length panelled skirt, decorated with 10,000 pearls. Her bridal bouquet was of white orchids and myrtle. After the service, a wedding breakfast was held at Buckingham Palace. The prince and princess went onto the balcony to wave at the crowds outside. The couple received 2,500 presents and 10,000 telegrams of congratulation. Gifts included a bookcase from Queen Mary, a picnic case from Princess Margaret, a sewing machine, and a refrigerator. Their 9-foot-high cake was made from ingredients from around the globe. It was cut with a sword given to Philip by the king. The princess's corgi Susan accompanied the couple on the train to Broadlands in Hampshire, where they spent their wedding night. They spent the remainder of their honeymoon at Burke Hall in the Cairngorms on the Balmoral estate. Less than 5 years later, Elizabeth would become queen after the death of her father, who passed away in his sleep at Sandringham. In September 2015, she became Britain's longest-reigning monarch, having exceeded the record set by her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. In November, the Queen and the Duke will celebrate their 71st wedding anniversary.